Broadcasting to millions
from WebmasterRadio.fm's world headquarters.
WebmasterRadio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Yes, this is James Martell here, and welcome to edition number 505 of the Affiliate Buzz, where we've been keeping affiliates inspired, informed, and motivated to succeed with affiliate programs since way back in 2003. If you're joining us live here today on Webmaster Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you happen to be joining us through a podcast on our website, a podcast directory such as iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or maybe Spreaker, or on our brand new YouTube channel, a very special welcome to you as well. Arlene is away today. However, I am joined by Danielle Carbonell, founder of wakeuptofreedom.org and co-owner of the smartlocalconnection.com. And today we're going to talk with Daniel about creating a live anywhere, work from anywhere lifestyle business. I do know we've had a chance to interview quite a number of, I guess, what we would call laptop nomads who travel the planet on both the Affiliate Buzz and over at Podcasting Mastery, speaking with Ryan and Amanda, affectionately known as the World Wanderers, who've traveled to or currently in travels on 6 continents, 50 plus countries, and countless planes, trains, and automobiles, as they say. Or maybe Heath Padgett, traveling the country in his motorhome with his wife, earning remote income. Or maybe with Josh and Jill Stanton, co-host of the probably the greatest name for a podcast ever, Screw the 9-to-5, and their journey and their lifestyles as well. And of course, Arlene and I and the many trips and travels that we've enjoyed thanks to the internet and thanks to the affiliate marketing industry. Now, before we get Daniel on the line to dig in, if you haven't done so already, I'd like to invite you to join thousands of other listeners by subscribing to the Affiliate Buzz to receive weekly insight and some inspiration, if I may say so, from some of the world's top marketers, influencers, and thought leaders to learn how to custom tailor your own dream lifestyle business. I invite you to do that. Take a moment right now, if you would, and head over to jamesmartell.com/subscribe, or if you happen to be in iTunes or on the YouTube channel or any one of the directories, just hit the subscribe button there as well. Now, Daniel embraces the live anywhere, work anywhere lifestyle that the internet provides and offers up, of course, the opportunity to earn income from anywhere, a very unique time we live in. Daniel is a student of internet marketing and, along with his partner Christy, have developed numerous websites, email marketing sequences, and campaigns, created and hosted several webinars, while also finding the time to create and publish over 150 YouTube videos. As a small business owner, Daniel relies on marketing to maintain an ability to attract and retain repeat customers. He lives in a beautiful beach in sunny Pompano Beach, California, and is constantly searching for new ways to advance with regards to his own personal growth. Daniel, welcome to the Affiliate Buzz.
Thank you very much, James. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you on board. I know you and I've known each other now for probably, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months probably already. Time flies when we're having fun, and I love your story, and I would love for you, if you would, take a couple minutes at least and then share your story of moving to the U.S. I love the story about learning English or not knowing English at all to begin, and, of course, the Disney cruise story. If you could share that with our listeners, I know they'll get it. They'll love it.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm born and raised in Peru, so I was in Peru, and, you know, life can be a little bit rough sometimes. So, you know, my parents were broke, and at certain age, I found myself having to be the one who has to bring the money to the house. You know, my mom and my dad, they got divorced, so I had to step up. And, of course, you know, I dropped out of college and started serving tables, making some money. And one day I met this guy who make a lot of money working on cruise line. So I thought, okay, that's a great idea, you know, to make money and travel the world and go out there. So it sounded really nice. And I applied to this agency, and this agency asked me a few questions in English. Of course, I didn't speak any English, so they say, I'm gonna apply to Disney, to the Disney Cruise Line, but you need to go and learn English in these 3 months because you're gonna have an interview. So long story short, I got an interview with people from Disney coming, and I have no English whatsoever. I talk to them, you know, and I'm all smiley and you know, talkative, but nothing in English really. I didn't communicate. So the person who was interviewing me say, you know, Daniel, we love you, but your English is not good, so you have to apply probably next year. And I actually say, you know what, this is the last time you're gonna see me. I'm sorry, but you know, I have no money or time to learn English. It's very difficult right now, blah blah blah. So I left that day, and I left almost crying, you know, thinking that the opportunity that I have was gone, and I felt really bad. And the next day, I remember waking up to an email from Disney saying that my interview was successful. And at the time, I didn't even know what successful meant. So I had to look it up and Google it and call a couple friends. And then I realized that I actually made it to Disney. And soon I found myself in Orlando, Florida. And I was the first one out of those 300 people they interview. Actually, they selected 12. And from the, out of those 12, I was the first one here. And I didn't even speak English. So yeah, that was a great.
So here you are. You're coming up from Peru. You're in Florida. You don't speak any English yet. And I guess you're wandering onto a half a billion dollar cruise ship.
Yes.
Quite an adventure.
An adventure. And James, I think that, you know, everything came to a decision. I made a decision that I'm going to apply. I didn't really know how I'm going to make it. I just know that I wanted that. And, you know, I started taking some action towards that goal, and that happened. Even though I didn't even know, you know, I didn't even know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. I didn't know anything. I was just like trying to go for it, and it did happen for me. So it was really awesome. And I happened to travel to many places in the world. So it was really nice, really fun.
That's very interesting you said. I didn't even know how it was going to happen. I remember when I got started on the internet, or I made the decision that I was going to make my living from the internet. It would have been the springtime of 1999. And I was watching the internet, and I had a bunch of friends around me that were making money, and it was all pre-dot-com crash. It was all of this hype about the internet. I'm thinking, this is going to be big. I got to figure out how to make my living off the internet. And I didn't, and right at the same time too, I didn't have any clue how I was going to make it happen. And then longtime listeners would know the story. A little later in the summertime, a friend of mine wandered into my office and showed me affiliate marketing. And I was like, ta-da, here it is. But just making that decision. So in your particular case, you made the decision that even though you didn't know how it was going to happen, that you had a pretty good idea what you wanted to do. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, totally. I don't want to go to the woo-woo subjects, but the truth is that whatever you focus on, it happens to you usually. You know, even if you focus on the negative things on life, those things start to happen to you. So I actually, you know, you make a decision, you start focusing on something that you want to happen to you, and if you persevere, it's going to happen to you.
Now, I know a lot of listeners have done very well in the internet marketing world and the affiliate marketing world. And there's others that right at the other end that are just kind of taking a peek at this, wondering if this is for them. And this is for a lot of people. It's not for everybody, of course. It's kind of a unique business working online. And the other idea that I know people play with is this idea of building a lifestyle business where you maybe be able to travel. I've worked at a lot of internet cafes. I worked at internet cafes on cruise ships. I've checked my stats in little internet cafes in Maui or on my laptop on a beach. All the cliches can actually be true. And we talk about Heath Padgett, who's traveling North America in his RV with his wife, going from place to place, building his income online through affiliate programs and various means. And same with Ryan and Amanda, who are the World Wanderers, as I said at the top of the show, and so many others. We've talked with over the years probably a couple dozen people who are you know, would put into the laptop nomad category. And then the other thing for lifestyle businesses as well, it's not necessarily you have to be a world traveler, but maybe you just want to get away for a couple weeks, or maybe you just want to work from home. And there's your lifestyle. You want to be home with the kids during the day, maybe working a little bit on your business, so when the kids come home at the end of the day, you're there. So there's lots of ways to kind of carve up what we want to accomplish on this. And I know your website, Wake Up to Freedom, kind of delivers on that, because your whole brand, Waking Up to Freedom, is a very interesting idea and a very interesting story. Why don't you share where you came up with the whole concept?
Well, it's it's waking up to freedom because I have an awakening. A few years ago, I was in a gym and I met this guy who, you know, happened to be friends, and we became friends. And one day he asked me what I was doing for a living, and I mentioned that I was serving tables, and he asked me, so what's plan B? And that question really like shook my world. You know, it was very difficult to look at myself in the mirror, because I realized that I've been doing all this time, you know, I didn't even have a plan A. So that's like an awakening for me. And I woke up to freedom, because freedom, it means to me, I want to have freedom of choice. You know, if of course, if what you like is to have a job and, you know, go to a 9-to-5 and you're successful at it, I mean, great for you, you know. But to me, I think waking up to a freedom of choice, where you can choose if you want to work today or not today, or if you want to work many more hours than a 9-to-5 job, you know, you have that choice, and that's important to me. So you can also have freedom of location and freedom of time, you know, so you can work at the time you want and where you want, you know. Before the call, you were mentioning you're probably gonna come down here to Florida, and probably if you come here to Florida, you still gonna be making money, because your business, you take it with you, you know, with your laptop, with your internet connection. So yeah,
you bet. That's to me one of the most amazing things about this whole internet era that we live in. We can now develop businesses that we're not fixed to geographically. We don't have to be there. We don't have to. It's the old thing. If you buy yourself a Subway franchise, you have to pretty much be there to manage it, or so many other types of businesses where you have to be there physically. And of course, with the internet, and if you structure things properly, you can manage your business literally from anywhere, providing you have an internet connection and a computer. So it's a very interesting time that we live in. So I'd like to explore that actually a little bit more. I can see we are up against a break. Let's do this. Now I'm here with Daniel Carbonell, founder of wakeuptofreedom.org and co-founder of smartlocalconnect.com. And after a quick break, we're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into this whole area of carving yourself out a lifestyle business. We'll do that and more right after the break.
More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. WebmasterRadio.fm. Stay up with us all night long. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on webmasterradio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Daniel Carbonell, founder of wakeupthefreedom.org and co-owner of the smartlocalconnect.com. And we're talking about, I guess, waking up to some freedom. And we're talking specifically about creating a live anywhere, work anywhere lifestyle business. Now, Daniel, what is your ultimate goal? I mean, everybody's got their own kind of their own ideas in their head of what they want to do, and we can all tailor it to our own dreams and desires. In your particular case, what's the big picture for you? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, I would say that the ultimate goal would be to have a legacy. You know, that would be the ultimate goal. Just the fact that you can impact and to many thousands of people, especially because you're in the with the internet, you can actually get the attention of thousands and thousands of people, so you can actually connect with all this. So legacy definitely is the ultimate goal. I would say more of an immediate goal would be financial freedom. You know, it's the fact that I don't have to worry at all for, you know, any money. It's pretty much everything automatic. That's pretty much the main focus now. And then after that, we'll be more to work into legacy, you know, try to reach as much people as I can. You know, like when you look back and you see all these people like Earl Nightingale and let's say Napoleon Hill, all these people that left print, you know, in humankind, something like that. If I can do a 10% of one of these people did, I'm super happy, stoked for sure.
You bet. I remember when we got started. Actually, I shouldn't say we, because Arlene was basically at home. She was running our telecom business, and we had a very sick child at the time that demanded a ton of her attention back and forth to Children's Hospital, and it was a bit of a hard time in our lives as a family. And I was the one making the money, and I wasn't doing a very good job of it, to be frank. My business was starting to collapse a little bit as the industry. We're in the telecom business, so as the long-distance rates fell, our income fell or our revenues fell. So it was really a tough time. And I remember thinking, if I could just make $100 a day online, and again, I didn't have any clue on how I was going to do it, but I'm thinking if I could just make a recurring revenue stream of $100 a day, I could relax. I could get the stress off. Now, keep in mind, this is 20 years ago now. So the $3,000 a month in Canada was you could feed a family on that and not have to worry about the wolf at the door. And then I remember when I wrote the Affiliate Marketer's Handbook back in 2001, 2002, the whole book actually, really what I was teaching them, and it was right in the first chapter of the book, I want to teach you how to make $500 a month. And people looked at that and they grabbed onto it. I ended up selling tons and tons of that book. And we had literally, I'd say we had definitely thousands and thousands of students. And I know hundreds of them that made it pretty big. But I got them started with the $500 a month. So sometimes we just got to kind of get started and have a little goal. Because I know sometimes if you've never earned any income online, it's hard to believe that you're actually going to get a big check in the mail or a big, you know, deposit into your bank if it's never happened before. So let's kind of talk about that, because and you alluded to it, or you said it, you got to actually take the first step and jump out there and get going, even though you don't have all the pieces to the puzzle. What kind of motivated you to, you know, okay, I'm going to go for it?
Well, to be honest, before Wake Up to Freedom, it was another business, and before that business was another business, you know. So it's like you go for it, but for sure nothing is gonna fall into, you know, into place magically, right? So you're gonna do work, you're gonna try some things, and some things are not gonna go well, and some things are gonna go well. So you kind of like go from that, right? I don't know if I'm answering your question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's like It's funny. I was talking with some students of mine the other day, and I'd said something that, I lost a client recently, and I really made a mistake, and it was my fault, and he was really not happy with me, and this was after, long story short, I didn't do an initial presentation up front. He was referred to me by his daughter, actually, who knows us very well, and I was showing him, this is in the local marketing space, and I was teaching him how to... It was going to begin to teach him how we were going to bring him more customers and clients locally. And he said, James, you don't need to show me that. I trust you, just take care of it. And 2 months later, he's all pissed off, excuse my French. And I realized because I didn't do the presentation, he didn't understand at all what he was buying. He was thinking he was buying advertising versus building him an online local web presence and bringing traffic to him that way. And I mentioned that to some of the students, and they're like, you made mistakes? I probably made more mistakes than anybody. So when you mentioned you have a business that starts and doesn't quite go like you want, some people quit and they never come back to it then. And then you picked it up and went on to the next one, and that didn't quite work out so well. And then here we are, wake up to freedom.
Yes.
So and it's...
Yeah, sorry to cut you, but I think that you gotta try to figure it out. You know, you're not gonna know everything at the beginning, of course, but then you try to figure it out and you keep going. Now, you mentioned also that person, the client that you lost, is because probably it was because he didn't understand what you were doing, right? And sometimes when you don't understand, you can get confused, and when you are confused, obviously you prefer to quit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, in his particular case, and because he didn't understand what he was purchasing, and I know better. I've been around long enough that I don't usually get when somebody's. I always educate my clients before I do business with them. I shouldn't say always. In his particular case, I didn't. So by the time problems started to occur, and his wondering why the phone isn't ringing, now I'm climbing uphill to try to get his attention again, say, no, that's not exactly what we're doing here. This is how we, but he's already closed-minded and done. So we learn from our mistakes. I know some of the failures we've had along the way over the years, losing a website to Google, losing some sites, getting delisted by Google, losing the traffic and the revenue from those sites because of it. As tough as it was in those times, and I'm sure we're not finished making some mistakes yet, but as tough as it was in all of those times, every single one of them, we came out better after a while because we had to learn from the mistakes that we made. And it really made us stronger, made us more knowledgeable, and we sure didn't make that mistake again. So learning from the failures, I think you would agree, is a very good thing. And I know we read this in the success books, don't we? That, it's the failures that we usually have to go through to get to the success.
Yes, exactly. I heard so many times, when those bad things that happen to you, sometimes could be one of the best thing that happened. Like somebody fires you in your job, it can send you into a whole new journey that you cannot even imagine. So yeah, for sure.
Now I'm here with Daniel Carbonell, founder of wakeuptofreedom.org and co-founder of the smartlocalconnect.com. And after a real quick break, I want to talk a little bit about earning revenue online from anywhere. I know some of you are looking to earn $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month possibly or more. And we'll talk about some ways to do that right after the break.
More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Daniel Carbonell, founder of WakeUpToFreedom.org and co-founder of SmartLocalConnect.com. Now, Daniel, let's talk a little bit about earning revenue or income online, because there's so many ways to do it these days. And I know it's it can be a little bit overwhelming for people to decide in which direction they want to go. So I want to just kind of toss around a few ideas. Of course, there's the affiliate marketing route, where you basically can become an influencer of sort and create a podcast, a blog, you know, basically become a publisher or a home-based publishing business. Now, in your particular case, with WakeUpToFreedom.org, of course, you've got a podcast, which I'd like to hear a little bit about as well, and a blog. So why did you decide to go that route?
Well, I decided to go that route because of you, James, because I follow you and I realize that once I was listening to your podcast, to two or three episodes, I realized that I felt like I already knew you. So that means I have trust with you, and if you're trying to sell me rocks, I'll probably buy them. I thought, you know what? That's genius. First of all, I'm a video guy, so I like to really do a lot of videos and stuff. And I was feeling a little limited because of my accent in the podcast. You know, some people might not understand what I'm saying. So I was limiting myself, but then I realized, you know what? I can do that. And I started doing it, and I'm having a lot of fun. I'm meeting a lot of people, great influencers, and people that are doing big things out there. So it's awesome. It's awesome. And you can also put a lot of content out there, just like a blogger, you know. It's great. It's great.
Yeah. Now, I guess a little disclosure here. Daniel went through my coaching program, and we helped him behind the scenes with WakeUpToFreedom.org. But you're definitely the spirit behind it and the guy that did all the work. And currently, I see you've got your 10th episode of the podcast already done. And I talk a lot about podcasting and how powerful it is. And you kind of wrap that up very nicely. And you're also a part of our Smarter Local Marketing program, which we'll talk a little bit, just maybe spend 30 seconds on it in a bit. But another income opportunity that I've discovered out there that anybody could pick up and figure out how to do, and we don't offer any training on this, but it's really not that complicated, is becoming a printing broker. And I actually have a podcast in the buzz here. I have to look back a little bit, where we talk about Vistaprint. And I know Vistaprint actually has a reseller program, white label reseller program, where you can sell or resell Vistaprint printing. And we don't do a ton of it, but probably every month or two we do a printing package for somebody. And because we already have a graphic designer who works through us from, you know, Upwork, and he's basically in our base camp, so he's available to do whatever we need him to do. When somebody comes along and just recently says, I need 5,000 full-color, two-sided, three-fold brochures, and I need 10,000 door hangers, and I need a set of 1,000 business cards. Can you help me with that? And we said, sure. In fact, we should put I'll put a link to the printing itself that we created for him, because it's gorgeous, if I may say so. But with the Vistaprint program, we become a reseller, and then we get 40% discount off the printing. So if the printing bill is $2,000, if he had to go to Vistaprint directly, it would cost, I don't remember what the price is, let's just say it was $2,000. He would pay $2,000 through them, or he could just pay us the $2,000, and we go to Vistaprint, we get 40% off. We earn an $800 commission. So there's some real opportunities with the Vistaprint reseller program. So I'd like to just maybe toss that out there to everyone who's maybe, you know, looking for a creative way to add to your affiliate business, or add to your graphic designer, or any one of the myriad of ways there are to make money online. And I can see we're coming up against the end of the show here. Let's talk a little bit about Smarter Local, because I know we talk a little bit about it on The Buzz, and I've dedicated a couple episodes to it. And it's essentially where we teach others how to earn. The goal here is to earn $4,000 to $8,000 a month servicing a local customer or two on a monthly basis who needs to attract more local customers. And you've been through the program, and you've kind of jumped right into it. Give us just, if you could just spend a minute and just give, not a sales pitch, just kind of your experience with it and how, you know, what do you think of the program overall?
Well, I think it's fantastic because first of all, it's a low entrance, you know, so that means if you're looking to start a business, and sometimes if you want to start a brick and mortar business, it will cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars probably, you know, probably in the 20,000 and more. But here is a very low entrance, which is awesome. So you can actually be already running in about a month with everything set up, which was very attractive for me for sure. And also the way it presents you, you know, it presents you as an authority already with your website, with some case studies. It really gives you a lot of... how do I say this? Like you are... backed up, you have you have a backup, let's say, of templates and tutorials and so many things that you can actually, you can learn how to do the work if you don't know how this work, right? So it's very, very easy, very exciting. I'm very excited with this program for sure. Yeah,
thank you for that. So yeah, and the thing with Smarter Local too, that I one of the things I always have to point out, it's our customers are basically local businesses who need to attract more local customers from their local market. Doesn't mean you have to be marketing to your local businesses. You can still do this from anywhere. I've got local customers, as I would call them, or clients in Ireland, in Florida, in all over the place. So, and I help them in their communities through the internet attract more local customers to their particular business. Dolphinworld.org would be an example. Highlands Nursery in Ireland would be an example of how we help them get and establish their online presence. So those of you who've been working in the space for a while and maybe looking to increase your revenue or maybe a slight different way to do things, reach out to me. I'd be happy to give you a little demo and show you how the whole Smarter Local program works. Because I'm extremely excited about it. It's if I may say so, I think a great way to go as well. So now, Daniel, if I could, I can see we are coming up against the clock. If you wouldn't mind, share where our listeners can learn more about your podcast. Visit your smartlocalconnect.com website. Of course, I guess I gave the address away, but just if you could.
Yeah, of course. You can find me at wakeuptofreedom.org, and you can subscribe there to the podcast, or you can also go to iTunes and find us there. And you have the smartlocalconnect.com, which is a online, the digital marketing agency, right? So yeah, in those two places. And of course, you know, you can find me on Daniel Carbonell in YouTube, where I pretty much do a little bit of both in there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, James. It has been a pleasure.
Now, I can see we are out of time. Do keep in mind, we always take the show notes for you, including links to everything that was mentioned here today. And you can find the show notes for this particular episode at jamesmartell.com/AB505. And a final reminder that if you'd like to be alerted each week to new episodes, I again invite you to subscribe to the Affiliate Buzz. And you can do so simply by opening up your email. Maybe you could do that now and send a blank email to affiliate_buzz@aweber.com, or by clicking the subscribe button on our website or in iTunes, any one of the podcasting directories, and of course on our YouTube channel. Daniel, thank you again, and to our listeners, thanks for listening to another edition of the Affiliate Buzz.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.